Barham Saleh is deputy prime minister in the interim government. He is in Baghdad. He is a Kurd. Mr. Saleh, we say that things went relatively well on election day in Iraq. But that's relative to what has been happening in recent months. At least a couple of dozen people were killed in election day violence, and there were that many attacks. What changes now? What is different because of this election that would pacify Iraqi insurgents and increase security for Iraqi citizens?
Mr. Siegel, I think the word relative is important in this context. Obviously, unfortunately, there were a lot of incidents of violence and a lot of terrorist efforts to destabilize the election process. Fortunately, did not impact the turnout. People were waving car bombs and terrorist intimidation. This was a remarkable statement that people want to live in freedom. And I think the excitement, the momentum that these elections have generated, I hope will mean a sense of national unity against terrorism and to uphold the rule of law and end that terrible cycle of violence.
Mr. Saleh, in addition to the election, the national election, and in addition to Kurdish regional elections, there was an informal referendum taken asking Kurds whether they preferred independence or remaining within Iraq. What must the next government in Iraq do to satisfy Kurds that remaining within a federal or a unified Iraq is in fact better than being independent?
Well, for most Kurds, the state of Iraq, since its inception until the end of Saddam Hussein, meant nothing but repression, ethnic cleansing, and during Saddam's rule, genocide tools. So it's quite understandable that many Kurds will feel very concerned about Iraq and their future inside Iraq. My feeling and my view is that if Iraq were to turn democratic and become a decent country, then most Kurds will be happy to be part of a country that they can call their own as well.
Well, give us some ideas. Give us some checkpoints that an Iraqi Kurd might see in political developments this coming year that would help define Iraq in that very positive way.
I think first and foremost will be the issue of the constitution, whether we will have a federal democratic system of government. And also federal, by federal I mean decentralization of power, allowing for self-government of the various regions, including the Kurdistan region, and sharing of resources equitably between these regions. Another point which will be very important for the Kurds will be the issue of ethnic cleansing. Many areas of Kurdistan traditionally that have been part of Kurdistan have been ethnically cleansed. So if Kurds were to see a legal political process by which these wrongs would be redressed, I think people will have hope that Iraq will be theirs.
In the cabinet that is assembled on the basis of this election, would it be important to Kurds that Kurdish politicians occupy at least very senior ministries in the cabinet that's formed?
I think it is a test for the state of Iraq, mm-hmm. undeniably so, and I hope that it will meet that challenge. But it is not only a Kurdish defense minister or a Kurdish president. It is also the quality of Arab leadership in Iraq as well. What type of Arabs will assume the various ministries? Will they be looking at Kurds as second-class citizens, or will they be looking at them as equal citizens of Iraq and will try to harness the potential of Iraq to the benefit of all the citizens of Iraq?
Mr. Saleh, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Barham Saleh is Deputy Prime Minister of Iraq. He is an Iraqi Kurd, and he spoke to us from the capital, Baghdad.